you're okay.
Thanks. I gotta be in bed like at 5 o'clock every day.
Next.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
I'm your host, Dave Nelson, and welcome to the Vinyl Garage. Come along as we explore the lesser-heard world of rock and roll, beginning with its roots in the blues of the 30s, through the R&B of the 50s, to the releases of today that still respect the music from which it came, all the while touching on the history, collectability, and significance of each piece of vinyl. We're about to expand your musical comfort zone, one record at a time. Welcome back to part two of a celebration of the music from Michael Stanley as we pick up from where we left off last week. That being the end of Michael Stanley Band on Epic Records. This week, another new label, Arista. But the new didn't stop there. Enter new keyboardist Bob Palander and new guitarist Gary Markowski, filling the departure of Jonah Coslin, who left to form Breathless, and a new album, Cabin Fever. Arista threw everything into their new acquisition with some really big deal producers, Clive Davis and Mutt Lang, along with strings arranger Lewis Clark of Electric Light Orchestra fame. Of the two singles drawn from the LP, neither charted. Arista would suffer the same fate as all previous record companies, with Michael Stanley on their record label, and produce no charting singles. Please don't misinterpret when I mention MSB chart performance as disrespect. I love this stuff and am as or more frustrated than anyone else that every record buyer in the world doesn't think of Michael Stanley as a household word. Of those 245s, the syrupy ballad, Why Should Love Be This Way, and the rocker, Baby If You Wanna Dance, we'll hear the latter, along with What You Wanna Do Tonight, and Slip Away. The album is recorded and mixed in England.
Baby, if you wanna dance,
Cabin Fever broke the spell, being the first MSB record to see what inside the top 100 looks like. And it wouldn't be the last. The next LP was a play on words, and apparently a lot of people didn't get it. Not that that's surprising. Buying it as a greatest hits compilation, the LP Greatest Hints was actually 10 new MSB cuts. Disavowed by Arista as unpromotable, that elusive hit single remained. Ironically, Arista broke the news that they were dropping them from the label the very night they broke the attendance record at the Richfield Coliseum. It wasn't just a contract they lost. Bassist Daniel Pecchio, a founding member, left to pursue other interests. Greatest Hits also debuted Kevin Raleigh as another strong co-songwriter that has been sorely missing since Jonah Coslin left. Moving on without a label, MSB booked the Recording Connection in Cleveland with Arnie Rosenberg twisting the dials on their own dime. The result, ironically, was the LP they had been hoping for all along. Heartland. No fancy Hollywood or London studios here. They were home, and the production was by the band. The finished album caught the ear of EMI America, who, along with picking up Heartland, signed MSB. The LP saw the inside of the top 100 at number 86, and finally a top 40 single, He Can't Love You. It was top 10 in Canada. Here's the two commercially popular tracks, the singles, He Can't Love You and Lover, both of which featuring the big man, Clarence Clemons on sax.
And the news news at the top of the hour that no one really believes. Do they love her? What you want to go do that for? Love her? What you want to tell her?
Heartland, working again in All I Ever Wanted.
try a little harder. Come the light, I'm gonna be working. But not tonight. Tonight I'm gonna try a little harder. Come the light, I'm gonna be working. Yeah. Out on the street tonight, there ain't nothing to look up to but the sky. So close to reach tonight. All the sellers, all the buyers, all the lovers, all the liars, baby. You keep telling me what you're needing. If only just a little more to give. But I'm tapped out, tapped out. Broke down, bust, and this ain't no. It just ain't no way to live. But not tonight. Tonight I'm gonna try a little harder. Come the light, I'm gonna be working. But not tonight. Tonight I'm gonna try a little harder. Come the light, I'm gonna be working.
You're listening to North Coast History, told in just three letters, MSP, here on the Vinyl Garage. Lead-off track to the next LP, North Coast, sounds like it would have been more at home on the previous record, In the Heartland, and should have been the obvious choice for one of the singles. Now, there I go thinking again. But smarter minds at EMI America chose Falling in Love Again, and the Kevin Raleigh penned When Your Heart Says It's Right. Here's the former.
I don't know why I came here tonight. I don't know how this all got started. I'm so tired of not being right, being one of the broken hearted. I don't even know your name, but darling, just the same, whoever you are. Falling in love again.
1982's MSB album went backwards in the charts after a very respectable number 79 of their previous. But for whatever reason, the record buyers outside of the Midwest chose to ignore yet another solid LP. It was just that, as good or better than any record topping the charts at the time. Kevin Riley's When I'm Holding You Tight was chosen for the first single, but is the Stanley composition on the B-side that's up next. In Between the Lines, a very subtle reference to the death of John Lennon.
Energy. And all the big town angels with the better
The band's last EMI release, the ironically titled You Can't Fight Fashion, their highest charting LP at number 64, also netted MSB another top 40 single, My Town, recorded at Bearsville Studios, Woodstock, New York. We'll be right back.
through the mountain. The heads turned and the children cried. Black smoke pouring out of a lever. Take over the gold town sky.
The last studio Michael Stanley Band album was 1986's Inside Moves. Now without a label, it was self-released on MSB Records and didn't chart nationally, but was successful in the Cleveland market, netting two singles, Show Me Something, and a Johnny Rivers cover, Poor Side of Town, latter only released as a promotional record. Here's the former.
Time for me.
Up the show with a cut that was available on 1986's Inside Moves LP as a bonus track. Shut Up and Leave Me Alone. God love you, Michael, and thank you for what you love. We'll be right back. There's another perfectly good hour of your life spent listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your good taste. Questions, comments, your undying admiration, or total contempt can be directed at Facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show or vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next time, I'm Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening. Zero feet on the sheet of substance.